Lukas Laufen auf Flux FM und das Stückchen A Million Miles from Love vom heute erscheinenden Debütalbum I Know Where Silence Lives. EPs und kleine Singles hat er schon mal rausgehauen zwischendurch. Jetzt aber das Debütalbum heute in den Läden. Lukas Laufen steht bei mir im Studio und sieht auch ganz zufrieden und happy aus. Ich freue mich, dass er hier ist. Er hat außerdem eine Partnerin in Crime mitgebracht. Ceruya spielt die Viola später für die Live-Performance. Ich sage euch beiden Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM. Welcome to Flux FM. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today, Lukas?
Extremely well, actually.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited and very good.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a special day, the release date of an album. You've worked on this forever and ever. You've traveled to the other side of the world to record or write some of the stuff that we can hear now. Now it's time to give it away. It's not your album anymore. It belongs to the people out there.
I suppose, yeah. It's been, like giving away a child, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
it's a bit sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not too sad.
Child, you want the child to have the best chances and stuff, so you better give it away.
Give it to someone.
No, congratulations on that debut album. I've just mentioned that you went back home to Australia to write some of the stuff for that album. But you did come back and finish stuff here. How did it work?
Yeah, so basically the writing was done between here, Australia. I went to the Faroe Islands. I got to places away from people to do a lot of the writing. But then to record, actually, it went back to New Zealand to do most of this and a little bit finished in Berlin.
Yes, that sounds like the best of three worlds.
Yeah,
actually.
I guess it's, I don't know, it's a luxury, I guess, to be able to do that now that I think about it. It's a bit indulgent, but I don't know, it was necessary.
I think it was a few years ago when you decided to leave Australia and to look for a bigger city that allows you to be an artist. And then you and your girlfriend way back then.
Yeah.
You decided to go for Berlin. Mm-hmm. Would you say that it was a wise decision in when you're looking at the way you've developed as a musician and the possibilities that you have here?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. I feel like I couldn't have done this anywhere else. It's not like I've actually tried living other places yet, but I don't know, with the culture here and the time that I can take to do music, which I can't take in crazy expensive cities like in Australia or London or New York or something like this. It's, Berlin has given me everything.
Yeah.
Really.
Many Australian musicians were here for an interview and I talked to them about the idea of moving to Berlin or why they have already moved here. They say that it's like a brilliant center for touring as well, because when you're in Australia and you want to play another city, you have to get on a plane and fly like forever. Whereas here you can basically try to get a van and you can go from city to city and tour forever.
Yeah, and basically this is how I make a living, is touring.
Yeah.
Just as much as I can. And yeah, in Australia, for me to just get to the next city that I could play in, it's 7 hours to drive that distance. So here you can get to Vienna in 7 hours. So it's it's just a whole different thing.
Yeah. You were classically trained on a few instruments before you kind of like found the acoustic guitar. And I think it was the trumpet. And what was the other instrument?
I started with
strings.
Piano.
Piano,
yeah. This was classical training, but classical training as an 8-year-old doesn't get you so far. It gets you an interest and a bit of a base. And I'm glad I started there, but then it moved into trumpet for all through my high school years, which I kind of hated, actually. I was not forced by my parents or anything, but I had lessons, and the lessons it was a drag. And but it was after I stopped being made to do it that I loved trumpet again.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, I learned guitar off my own back and started writing songs in a punk band to start with, and then
that's cool though.
It all got a bit quieter.
That's what parents have in mind when they go, like, I want our son to have a classical piano training.
Yeah,
they have in mind that he stops the classical training and starts playing guitar in a punk band.
Secret punk, yeah. I knew they were wishing it.
No, it was a good idea, and I think looking back, you have to thank your parents, because once listening to your album, there's not too many, or there's no software instrument on there, which wouldn't be possible for young artists who hadn't learned those instruments in the past.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose anyone can start pressing keyboard buttons, but I don't know. As well, this takes a bit of a talent that I don't actually have. Like, I was considering putting things in, but as soon as I put software in any of my recordings, it just rips the heart straight out of it. And I just decided that I would just completely push it away with a stick and leave it alone.
Yeah, and I mean, you have competent players around you. I mean, we've met Tsuruya already. She's playing the viola later on. Have you played on his record already, Tsuruya?
No, I have not. We've only met in February.
Okay. And so you've played stuff on your own, or you did it for the strings and stuff?
Yeah, so we had a lot of players. My producer, Ben, in New Zealand, mm-hmm. there was a lot of local players that we used. And we used Luisa Barbaro in Berlin for the cello. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, a big mash of all these wonderful players.
Yes. Ben, he's a pretty famous producer, Ben Edwards. He's worked with Alice Harding, Julia Jacqueline, and we've played some of his stuff on this very station as well. How did you get in contact with him? Was it just like because he's in New Zealand and he wanted to go to that other part of the world? Or
yeah, I can't. It was kind of like the idea to move to Berlin. I don't exactly remember the whole thought process, but I loved Aldous Harding's first record and I wanted to get in touch with Ben, so I just messaged him. Didn't really get back to me for a while, I think. And then just last minute, he called me and said, I've got a whole month that's opened up in 3 weeks. Can you come over and we'll do an album? And I kind of just dropped everything and flew to New Zealand.
Oh, yep. Scary a bit, wasn't it? Or have you been prepared already?
Like I had been preparing and recording here and I just couldn't get it done. Like I have a problem where I'm a perfectionist and I can't get it done. So I loved the fact that it was 4 weeks and we had to get it done in 4 weeks. Cool. And yeah, it was scary, but he was so cool and it was just relaxed. It was like I was staying up on the hill in the back. He's a flat there, and yeah, it was cool. It was
cool. Fun. And you've recorded most of the stuff live?
Yeah, most of it was done live. Like I met an upright bassist there and Joe, who did percussion, and we kind of formed a little three-piece in 3 days of rehearsals and did most of the beds live.
Lovely.
And then we just added the bits afterwards.
Yeah, another reason why there's so much life in that music, man. It's really like that. You record it without a click track, you get rid of all the software instruments, and all of a sudden there's like this organic thing happening. And everybody's like, oh. And most of the people don't even realize. They'll just be like, I like Lucas Laufen's music. I don't even know why, but we do know. We've analyzed the whole thing. Now, before we start giving away tickets for the show on the 14th of December, I want you to play one or two songs. Are you ready for that?
Sure, I'm ready.
Let's listen to the title track first, maybe?
Yep, let's do that.
I Know Where Silence Lives, and it's not at Flux FM. Let me just give you a little reverb. Hello? Yes, we're ready.
Happiness Way down south where the cloud line meets the cliffs, wandering down toward the beach, where rivers will run and the stars keep telling me they know silence is. I hope he's on that boat with my mother in Budapest. No, I'm wasting time on the street, but
applause for Lucas Laufen and the title track of his album I Know Where Silence Lives. Heute erscheint dieses Album via Embassy of Music. Man kann sich das kaufen bei iTunes oder auch als Vinyl unter Umständen. Man kann sich das aber auch auf den Streaming-Plattformen der Neuzeit anhören, wenn man eben kein Geld für Musik zumindest direkt ausgeben möchte. Beautiful version of that song. And I want to give away some tickets for your show on the 14th of December real quick before we listen to another one.
Please,
I think
yes.
That might sound like a plan for the people out there. Ooh. Heute Abend spielt nicht, aber am 14.12. wird live auftreten hier in Berlin und zwar im Privatclub hier die Ecke. Und wer da hingehen möchte, Lucas Laufen nochmal live zu erleben im intimen Rahmen, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, hat am 14.12. schon was vor und zwar im Privatclub das Konzert von Lucas Laufen. What's the live setup going to be when you're going to play? Are you going to have more guests or?
Yeah, it's going to be trumpet, trombone, surya on viola. I'm going to play some keys as well. And a support act is Manolia. She's going to play guitar and vocals and a harp too. So it's going to be a big special affair. And I've spent the last 2 weeks getting carpets, so we're doing the half thing as seated.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so we're rolling it out as like a big cozy...
It's like a living room concert in a built living room.
Exactly.
That's not...
Yeah.
Actually, it's a concert venue, but you make it appear as if it was a living room.
Exactly. Well, I hope it ends up like that.
Well, it sounds great. Yeah. And I really think Privatclub is one of the best sounding clubs that we have right here in Berlin because it's a small but... I think the size is perfect and the sound of it. I've seen so many great shows there.
Yeah, I've played a few slots there and the sound guy's also amazing. It's a great place.
Yeah, Norbert, the guy who invented the whole place.
Ah, okay.
He's a good guy too. He only has one functioning ear. He's deaf, I think on his left or right side. So when you talk to the owner of the club and he doesn't react, you're just on the wrong side. He's not an asshole.
Wow, okay.
But I think for a guy who only has one working ear... he's managed to build a great sounding club. I mean, that's great. So you're playing another song for us. You've told us that you were able to do it. Dublin.
Yes.
It's called. And we're listening to it right now. Die Viola kann auch lauter sogar sein. Du kannst ein bisschen näher noch ans Mikrofon gehen. I was just saying that. Yeah, just a little tiny bit.
Okay.
Feet on the ground, statues of beauty, cozy and growing up like grass in the mound, burying my legs in the stone before they sing to the sound. I'll drive them to somewhere where they can just wander for days on around. Find peace in you. Find peace in you. There's a well in my soul. A need for a princess, I've got one, but still there's a fear that I hold. As I think alone while I pray, that when I am old, I'll outlive her warmth, may our happiness pay for the risk I was told. And I'll find peace in you. I'll find peace in you.
Once again, stadium applause for Lukas Laufmann-Zeruya an der Viola. That was a beautiful version. I want to give you these little Nikolaus awards.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
For that performance, because it is actually Nikolaus today. So thank you for coming. Thank you for performing. That's what I wanted to say. And I want to wish you the best of luck with that record, with the gig on the 14th of December. Maybe we'll meet again pretty soon. We can talk about the music a little longer if you want to. It was a great pleasure to meet both of you. And I want to wish you the best of luck for all these days coming up from now, because it's the release date of the album. Leute da draußen, I Know Where Silence Lives kommt heute in die Läden von Lukas Laufen, dem Mann aus Australien, der mittlerweile von Berlin aus an der Weltkarriere arbeitet. Dass das mit der Weltkarriere klappt, das könnt auch ihr mitgestalten, indem ihr euch diese Platte zulegt. I Know Where Silence Lives, Lukas Laufen, gerade bei mir im Studio am 14.12. Wir werden euch aber dann nochmal zeitnah unterrichten drüber. Am 14.12. spielt er im Privatclub. Thank you, bye.
Bye.